about that time. It's party time from the Cultured Swine on RadioDR.co.za.
Hi, it's party time from the Cultured Swine, and I'm here with a lot of people.
There's still some on the way.
I'm here with the dragon and our friends.
What up, what up?
Hi, guys.
Skinty. And Chesnut. How's everyone doing?
Alright, not too bad.
Surviving.
Pretty good, eh?
That's my go-to. How you doing? Surviving,
actually. So yeah, basically today we're going to be talking about surviving this lockdown. The one that they said was 21 days, but is now at, how many days are we at now?
60.
Guys!
Depending on you, who you ask, bro. Some people started lockdown earlier than others.
I started like a month. Like
yeah, dude.
A month before.
Yeah, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, in Cape Town, 2 weeks before I came back here. It was 2 weeks before, yeah. I started 2 weeks before.
Okay, let's just say from the official lockdown day to today, that's what I mean. So
how many days was that? 60?
Yeah,
60.
Shit. 60
days at 14. Wow. Some of those days we didn't see our friends. Most of those days.
We didn't see
our counterparts. We didn't see our girlfriends, our boyfriends. We didn't see
sides. We didn't see sides even.
We didn't see alcohol. We didn't see cigarettes. All those things were prohibited. So basically I've gathered all these people here to ask them personally, like, how was it, you know? And do you think now that level 3 is actually coming through on the 1st of June, are you ready? Are you prepared? Like, is your livers, are they ready?
Dude, can we just talk about how Chez hasn't been home, like, the whole lockdown? 60 days on the road. Into the Sherry World Tour, bruh. So, Chez, where are you? I know I'm in Chesterfield. Where are you? I know I'm in Glenwood. Where are you? I'm in Langamash. Oh, I'm from Chito.
Literally, I called you for another service. I'm like,
Dude.
While some of us are escaping service, you're making sure you get to it.
Chez has been around the world and I. Damn. Dude. So, yeah, how many laws have you guys broken, bro? I know I've broken a few.
Are we really going to snitch on ourselves?
Yeah. I mean, this is not going to...
I don't think this is the right form to do it.
I mean, the cops ain't listening to this. This ain't no diss record.
This ain't no rap album.
Dude, they're looking for people here, bro. So, yeah, you know, it's been a rough time. I mean, you know... Just the government treating us like babies, bro. Like,
it's necessary though.
No.
I don't think it was.
It's just them saying to us that you guys are not responsible enough to take care of yourselves. I mean, what they initially were saying is that only rich people can drink because poor people can't handle themselves.
Yeah.
Because who are the people that were able to buy liquor at exorbitant prices? It's definitely not in the hood.
Yeah. And that's the first time they afford to
be. Dude.
Micro, They bought 6 trolleys worth of booze, bro.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
6 trolleys worth of... The first trolley was like 30 grand alone.
Yes, sis.
And I was like, what the fuck? I'm putting a lot of money.
So last year, that's 21 days.
Dude, that's goddamn lie, bro. I went... When I came back to Durban, I went straight home. 213. When I got there was a mountain of liquor there, bro. Jesus, bro. I contemplated not going home, bro. I was like, okay.
I was like,
must have lost like a week and a half, bro.
What?
I think it was like 3 weeks in.
Like a week and a half and it's gone, bro. I'm like, shit.
But there was a lot of you, that's why.
Nah.
But only three.
Serious?
What?
I ain't gay, bro. Y'all niggas have problems, bro. Y'all niggas have problems,
bro. There's only three of us, bro. We napped in like a week and a few days, footy, bro.
That
and I'm thinking, okay, you just have to wait another week and a half. Little do we know, Chris.
But I get it. If you've got nothing else to do, but
you got nothing else to
you
do.
You wake up
in the morning.
You wake up and you're like, okay,
12 o'clock hits. Okay, it's midday. Let's get it.
Because I remember how much I drank in the first week as well. Because excitement was like, oh, we all in lockdown.
But also you thought it was going to be 21 days, bottle, so you don't really
one day.
You didn't think to save, bro.
Yo, if had I knew, Joseph, I was gonna rush, and I was just gonna buy quartz if you put me in it.
Yeah. Dude, quartz, eh?
Yeah, yo. Thing, oh yeah, go buy and buy neither.
I was kind of calm in the first 2 weeks, or the first month, because I was still working. When I drink, I drink, say, from midday, and then drink to like 4 o'clock in the morning. I'd actually go sit by myself, like one man, be drunk as a skunk.
Dude,
I've been doing it since lockdown.
The first week was a jute though, because of how lockdown house party, the app.
Yo, house party,
bro. And that thing was like a jump on its own, bro.
The first weekend,
oh, dude, people diving into your chat room. Dude, there was one time where I think I was chatting to Remo and this for me. Bro, next thing, five niggas just pop up out of nowhere, bro. I'm like, who the fuck are these people, bro? That time it's like Wobbly and all the other DJs and stuff. They just popped in, bro. And that thing, you have to lock it in order for you to keep the safe space. Yeah. That's you're probably cheating in one of those rooms, right? And you didn't lock it. Ah, dude, you'd be in so much trouble, bro. That app, bro. Yo, if you don't know what you're doing on that app, house party.
I was stuck with a random guy. I had no clue who he was. Like, it was like, oh, so what's your name? Because everyone that we knew in the group was like, oh, okay, guys, so I have to go do something.
Yeah.
We don't have anything to do. We play the game. We're like, okay, so let's play trivia. Like two rounds. We're like, okay, cool. It was nice meeting you. Bye.
Dude.
No, I had a bad experience. So random girl. Oh my word. So this chick literally like jumps on and then she like smiles and stares at me for like a good like 15 seconds. And I'm creeped out. Being a nigga, like, I'm like, okay, let me see where this goes. I mean, she's a girl. Okay, looks like so I'm like literally goes, and then like she just keeps like staring and smiling. I'm like, hello. She's like, hi, let's play. Like,
okay, cool. Let's play.
Dude, there's no hi, oh, he does nothing whatsoever, bro.
Let's play.
Then,
that's all she said. And then like, okay, so okay, fuck, you know, bored, she's bored, let's play. So we were playing, dude, this girl, oh my word, oh, it was horrible. She knew nothing.
So she was dumb. Oh, dude. Oh,
I never been so, I was like, I didn't even feel bad. Like,
dude. Next! Dude. It's dumb. I'd rather be alone as well.
But let's talk about these alcohol prices, guys.
Those people are evil.
Yeah, but it's bad seat level,
dude.
Song thing, it's 1.3. I was like,
listen, for like 500 grand.
Dude, I knew South Africa was going to hell when they started selling 1818 at 500 bucks. I was like, oh, you niggas, you don't respect anyone in your country. You don't respect your countrymen.
Gordon, 650.
Dude,
look, I think for me it was okay when it was still like when they still kept it at like the club price range. I think
that even that was not okay.
It wasn't okay, but it was like,
but you understood.
Yeah,
you understood. Now they're literally thumb sucking numbers, bruh.
Niggas will tell you like straight up, nah, bruh. The supplier like increased the price, and it was like a day ago. Like, nigga, when? There's no way.
It was getting too expensive. Like, it got too expensive, and I was like, no.
We've got late arrivals coming in.
But the sweetest deal I got was Mr. Rocco going for like 7 clips, which made sense because it's like 500 grand a store. That was okay, but because I don't know much, so they really likely they're real.
The one that I am currently like upset about, just recently I bought the 500 moles of Savannah. Bought those for 500 rand.
Oh,
I was upset.
How many?
Six pack.
Oh, no,
what?
I was upset, guys. I was very nervous. Why would you, let me tell you. Okay, I could have hollered at you, but listen, I was in a situation. I was desperate, and yeah, I was upset about it, but like, you know, it happened. I'm upset that it happened, but yeah.
I got a sweet deal as well. I got like 3 bottles of wine.
Guys, grab a seat. There's a seat right there, and there's a seat right there.
I want like really.
grab a seat.
A bottle. That was dope.
I asked him about that, I didn't even get back
that
to
shit me. Was dope. Like, it looked
dope. Your ass. You have to edit yourself, keep
up. No, bro, we're gonna keep that on. We're gonna keep that on, bro. Fine, I'll just move here then. Jesus.
Come sit, guys.
Let's get at the Rona.
Dude.
Come be part of the party.
Dude.
Okay, cool. Oh. Bye.
Dude, just sit down, bro. You're gonna be in it anyway.
So, these two new guests that I've just pulled through is Miles.
Pop.
And Dude, Dude's the rude one that's always on Twitter, bruh.
Mr. Escobar. Mr. Escobar.
We see him.
Dude.
But bruh. Yeah, I was telling them about the six pack that I bought for 500. That's
for what? What six pack was this?
Oh, my God.
Nah, come on,
The six pack of Savannah?
Mm.
Bruh. Not a chance.
Yeah,
we got 450.
Yeah,
that's not bad. That's not bad, bro. 450. That's not bad.
Yeah,
I knew Satanism was alive in SA when Smirnoff was 500 bucks. You see now.
From before lockdown, you got it in my poem strong.
Dude, that square bottle. Dude.
So it's in Great Britain and shit.
Bro, you could have just told us that you, Brian, would have been here sooner,
man. This meat ain't even for y'all. Hey, just so we know, man, this meat ain't for y'all, nigga. It's for me and my going away self.
Dude. And my going away self.
We packing that shit in the buggy and we driving that 12, nigga. We driving that 12. Oh my God, bro. I hope my brother takes the first leg because I'm not ready for this.
That'd be a good time. Yeah,
dude, I'm not ready for that, bro.
The driver's
back. Getting permits is a mission, bro.
Yeah, actually talk about that. What did you have to do?
First of all, you know, it's like South Africa's a strange place, bro. So Durban North, police station, right? Mm-hmm. You know, all police stations are full of black people, and you know how we roll. You know how we treat each other when it's time for service. You know, it's always like very, very badly the way we treat each other. Oh, did White Housewives not take over the fucking police station? Nigga, I went there. There's like two white women, bro. They actually like admin for the police station. So, what do you need, sir? Okay, just sanitize over there, write your name down, and then we'll take your temperature and you can walk through. Bruh, all my boys are chilling inside, not doing jack. Dude! So, like, what do you need to do? No, I need to get a permit for across province shenders travel, yeah? She's like, okay, just wait. And then she went inside to go check for the line. Then she came back to me. She's like, no, there's no line. Just go through. Bruh, sat there. It was 2 minutes. Sat there for 2 minutes. There was another person getting their permit. Went in. Laid my story down. Showed them all the documentation. Dude was like, okay, yeah, there's your permit. Sign the whole thing down. White dude. Got my stuff. Left. Bruh, a friend of my brother's went to the police station in the hood. Oh my God.
Wait, hold on. So these people are actually employed by SAPS?
Dude, I have no idea. They're just two random, not in uniform, nothing. They're wearing literally house clothes, bruh. They're just busy admin at the police station.
Like housewives for real.
Yeah, like dude. Like community, community watch. Mm.
Dude went to police station in the hood, bro. Nigga asked for a permit to go bury someone. The fucking lady didn't even speak to me. She wasn't even wearing uniform. She was a cop though. All she did was this, bro. She fucking signaled him to leave. Oh. No words, nothing. Oh. Dude! Oh. Black on black service, nigga. Oh my god! Bro.
That's the worst.
Dude, it's the fucking worst. And it's like, bro, it's a world pandemic. It's not like I'm trying to fucking go fuck around. Who wants to fuck around at a funeral? Come on. Dude, it's a permit for a funeral, nigga. I want to go bury someone, you know? The least decent thing you could do is to at least hear me out or see if I have documentation or something. Hmm. Bruh, just in your hands sitting like an animal, bruh. So that's another thing that we're experiencing as black people, bruh. Like black on black service is terrible.
Also, that thing, like, literally, like, grates my tits because of one time... Well, it was one time. It was pre-lockdown.
Doesn't sound
and
like
I went,
time.
I went to SARS to go get, like, my, what do you call that number? Tax number, yes. And I didn't have the right documentation. And the least that lady could have done is been like, Cece, this is what you need. Come back late. No, she literally just was like, sorry, wrong stuff. I can't do this. Bye.
Dude.
So I'm like, how? Satan. And then, like, tell me what's the right things I need, you know? So I leave also. Because if you mean to me, I'm not going to, like, entertain this. I'm just going to walk away.
Dude. I wasn't here.
Because it also sucks. Now I have to leave and come back again. Hold that same petrol. Line.
Petrol printing, but also that is the thing that niggas do, bro. Niggas never want to ask, especially with lines and documentation. We never want to ask what we need, bro. It's always my niggas come in and sit. You don't even know what line this is. Dude, nigga didn't even know what line this is, bro. What's the thing? Spend the whole day, bro, in the wrong line. Get to the front. Oh, no, bro. No, oh my god. Dude, I hate that thing about us, bro. We just walk randomly into a place, see a line. Dude, you ain't even gone to the front. You don't know what's going on. Nothing. You just hold the line, bro.
I hate it, actually.
Dude. It's,
but it's, I think it's that whole thing, like, as black people, we need to learn how to complain, like, straight up. Like,
no, dude, we
need to learn how to complain.
Also, if it's about black people overseas, then are they full of shit, you know?
Because that's what white people do.
Yeah, dude. We're just too lenient.
But I think it's because we also understand. We understand what it's like to get a job.
I'm about to come here and
give you stress, B.
But dude, fuck that, though. I'm speaking for the general population because I complain the shit out of shit. Dude, the lady at the garage the one time. I buy a packet of chips, right? You know how ancient I am about my chips, bro? And I buy them, I hold the packet like very... I don't want them to break. Dude, I came with a packet of chips, she was like... What the fuck is wrong with this? That time, the manager's right behind him, and I think I was fucked up. I was probably drunk or something, and that's why he thought I was probably joking. And dude comes up and stands next to me, and dude's like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck?
I don't think I'd wanna, like, serve these two.
I wouldn't wanna serve like me problem. Either, right? You know, it stems from a lot of things.
But I also think it's like respect as well, because I feel really bad if I shout at a grown up.
6'9" nigga, yo.
Yeah.
I get at work. Now, at work, I also have this thing of you don't come with me as an older person.
Yeah, we're professionals here, bro.
Thank you.
Dude.
I've been to the the shop rights there, AY Towers.
Which one? They don't even greet you, Lapana.
That one is the worst shop right ever.
That's me now. So I had to wait, but I went to the dead dive, and I just walked off, but I didn't even pay for this shit.
Yeah, because
what the fuck?
They are the worst.
Like, and then they just throw the plastic there with Farela, and what the fuck?
another thing, guys.
My thing with that whole thing,
okay, you going grocery shopping, someone can see it, this goddamn trolley is lit, nigga.
Hey,
do you want plastics with that? Nigga, I'm Superman! I can't carry all this shit! Dude! Give me a goddamn plastic, nigga! What is this? Bruh, sometimes you don't have to ask, bruh. Like, bruh. Give me a goddamn plastic.
No, because sometimes people bring their own plastics.
Yo, oh boy, guys.
Okay, wait, Pumé.
Yes, I know, right.
I know you bring your own plastic. I'm a guy. I walk into the shop dressed like this. Yeah. Yeah. Do my fucking
grocery. Where am I going to get the plastic from?
Bro, I'm probably holding my wallet and my phone in one hand. And the long jello with you. Ufuna.
Dude.
Dude. I put the goddamn plastic
in the room.
Dude.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, but this lockdown has... Yo, this lockdown worked on people's mental, eh? Like, like mentally, people were not coping, bruh.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing the outside... That's why I think a lot of people have been like, yeah, no, man, fuck the rules, bruh. I'm out. I'm in these streets. Dude.
They said fuck the rules first.
Dude, first.
Kids.
Bruh. Bullshit, bruh. Yeah, bruh. You know, it's just being entrapped in your house, bro. When, like, you can, you know it's a world pandemic, yes. But like this. Yeah. I ain't getting him, Tita.
Oh, what kind of
open? Oh, my God.
Like, easy?
Dude.
Or hard, or beginner?
Beginner, bro.
Or pro or
dude.
Now, the thing is, bitch, we've had worse shit, and never got this bad.
Dude.
I was actually thinking that there was... Remember there was swine flu, there was Ebola. Like, how? Where are we, like...
Dude, and we were taking buses, bro, to the swine flu. Exactly. I'm like, I'm for Bob and die. Nah, it's over for us, bro. Everyone's getting this shit, bro. Yo, dude. You know,
if you think about it, like, I mean, at some stage... The normal, like the common cold was like what,
is right now, so it's worse.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that, like, in terms of like how it
COVID ain't nothing on common cold numbers, bro.
Yeah, no, that's, no, I'm not talking about the numbers, but I'm just talking about like the situation, you know what I'm saying? Like, we actually go through something with,
wow. It's not even recording anymore.
It is.
Is it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It's not green.
There's no green light there.
Because it's not tapped.
Okay.
Guys, I swear to you, I know what I'm doing here.
That shit better be still lit, nigga. I want to hear all this nigga's garbage after this. Dude. Yeah, bro.
So, guys, the topic is, why is it so difficult to date as a millennial?
I'll tell you why. Because he's cool.
Everyone belongs to these streets, bro. I don't know why. There's just too much freedom.
Nah, it cuts.
There's just too much freedom, bro. No one cares. No one cares, bro. Like, even in schools, no one cares. Like, teachers be talking to kids. Those motherfuckers don't give a fuck. Dude, how you tell teachers, nigga, you at your work. I'm gonna get out of high school and make more money than your ass. Dude, our parents couldn't even dream of saying shit like that, bro. They're getting ass with me at home, at school, and then back at home again. Dude. So, yeah, it's just too much. I think it's just too much freedom, bro. It's too much, way too much freedom.
About Obanigo in the millennials within us.
So we ain't attending weddings anytime soon.
No, clearly. We're not.
You ain't got one more, lover. You ain't got one more.
Isn't that...
How much is the car now, anyway?
Like, 11, 15K.
Like, if you want a decent one, like 12, 13K.
I think I got one of the decent ones.
I'm going to turn around and come and tell you that you off, because I could tell you I could go buy a wiener for 3,500 rand. That's for the cow.
Open that.
A wiener. Wiener.
I couldn't zoom.
Oh, it's all.
Yeah, but we talk about a full grown car, I'm getting.
You guys should know what cars are, because you expect cars to be sent to your homes.
Do I expect them?
I just need to know the price of it, and I know the price.
You can sell your wiener for 11 blocks. This is 11 blocks.
Guys, you mean anything? Come and go, but I don't call.
Bruh, if you're. Hey, bruh, you never know who's gonna be left when it's time for you to get married, bruh. So you gotta know your shit.
Also, fuck the whole relationship. Like, is there nothing we can talk about besides relationships?
We can talk about anything.
Fuck that.
Then talk this.
Skip this whole part.
Then talk this.
Why are you such a bitch?
You know what? I just don't appreciate how all of you single-handedly, like, fire shots at me. I just feel like I invited you onto my podcast, The Couch at Swan, on radiodr.co.za, and you just like come and disrespect me at my home. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up my taser.
You might have never as well.
Also, there's a time where Miles knocked me out.
What do you mean?
In front of people.
Bro, you cannot say that on the internet.
He knocked me out.
What the fuck are people on the thing, bro?
You're an abuser, man.
Nah, you need to cut this out of the podcast, bro.
If I'm cutting it out, it means it's true.
Hey, none of these motherfuckers even defending me, bro.
I don't know what you're talking
about. I will tell you what happened.
Okay.
I will tell you what happened. It was a nice Friday night, and I was having my good time.
Before the plague.
Yes, before the plague. Thank you, just to mention. And I was chilling, living my best life. And then obviously the taser came out. I don't know, someone was annoying me, you know, throughout the night.
Hey, I bit into the face.
Because I was annoyed.
And why the fuck did you always have it with you?
I don't know.
That's the part that didn't make sense to me. Why the fuck do you always have it?
So that's why you knocked out.
Oh, did you say 18?
Wait, your name is close as well.
17.
Wait.
What did you do, sir?
I was in Cape Town. I didn't even know about this shit until now.
Then I just remember like flashing it around a bit. And then next thing I'm waking up like on the bed, and it was 2 a.m. and I needed to go.
Dude, this does not sound like a good story.
Tell yourself. Yeah, I should probably tell you. That's what happened. I've been exonerated. Just trying to put me on blast on the whole internet. Only for me to get exonerated.
Listen,
they mentioned me once in your story.
I'm getting there. Miles said, "Man, put the taser away." I said, "It's off now, Miles." And then I don't know.
Sorry
after
for
that.
Who cares, the one.
Are you sure?
Are
you sure? Imagine that, man. It's so blue, man. Imagine there's a button you could hit, like sleep.
Same time.
And you could like set it, and you could be like. 8.5 hours. Then you're gone.
Dude. Guys, so when are you guys coming to Cape Town, man?
After the play.
After the play, son. Be there.
Well, I mean, we could all just go and fly for.
I'm sorry to say, man, but after the pandemic game, nobody's seen me, bro. I've had a lot of time to think. And I'm demoting all y'all's asses, bro. Y'all going back to acquaintances. Y'all ain't friends no more.
What nonsense is this?
Yo, does he know I can crop him out of this whole podcast? I can just, like,
dude,
patch up just nothingness here.
Dude, put, like, a donkey face in front of the whole podcast.
Imagine doing that on a podcast that, dude, I don't even want to be at.
Dude. I'm lying, you visit as a donkey the whole time, bro. But for real though, when do you guys think you're gonna come and see the boy?
Bro, niggas is dying over there.
Let him die.
We might not even be able to see him. You might not even make it there, bro.
Didn't you ask two questions?
We don't do relationship stuff.
Then he doesn't want me to do the relationship stuff.
Okay, what the hey? What the hey? It will never happen with me. All my boys, unless one of their girls sits on my lap.
Oh yeah, I know.
One of my girls sits on their lap. Not chance. Yeah. He's dating motherfuckers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cancel on all your niggas.
I don't even feel even about that. Dating
motherfuckers.
Dude, my girlfriend. What's her name? What is she doing on some niggas' lap? Have my legs been amputated?
This is the type of shit that got Oscar mad. Like that kind of question?
Oscar the Muckle from GTA has better run, nigga. Dude, don't tag your Wulu
Butanzi. Did you guys see that TikTok?
Oscar Pistorius is out here looking for this nigga.
Dude, it's a crazy moment.
Yo, I'm gonna tag Oscar in this one.
You say that, but we saw there's this TikTok that's been trending throughout the whole week of this guy's like, when your girlfriend goes into the bathroom while you guys are having an argument. And you know those glasses that princes use?
Yeah.
Right? And he puts one of those like, and he stands like this, and he turns into Oscar Pistorius.
Dude, that's real.
But I also saw, what's this Family Guy did like a reenactment of that
of
thing.
It, bro.
Yes, when Pete was in the box.
That's how big Oscar Pistorius was, bro. That's how huge that dude was. Look at the Viz, got his, both his legs cut off. And
so the name is he walking his knees, like, what?
Dude,
he's got
like
feet kind
of
things.
But are they wooden? Did he go to one of those private prisons?
Nah, but no.
No.
One month of being alone, you're like,
no, but you're Puma. It's also like in America where it's 23 hour lockdown and then 1 hour, and then no, feds, come on, you're Puma. Because, dog, it's better chilling alone than chilling other 100 sportswomen in one fucking cell.
Yeah.
Always. I'd rather be alone.
And I can imagine how hard it is trying to get your booty not.
Shut up, okay, man. Shut up, you ain't even get that nigga, bro. That nigga's a piece of. Wow, I guess you're safer at all.
That's
a compared to
me.
80 niggas in one cell.
You looked at me for a very long time.
No, you were talking about
me.
It's crazy. We were with our cousin just recently, bro, and he was telling us about like his jail stories. Like, nigga. Damn! He was like, yeah, but I enjoyed it. So
whoa,
you want to repeat that? So man, yeah, what do you mean you enjoyed it?
That's what they say though, because like people get that, like that's what they call being like indoctrinated or like institutionalized.
Rehabilitated.
You get taken out of society so much, and that becomes Pele. Jail has like this whole ecosystem, this whole society of its own has as they live in there. And that social structure, you like no longer able to accustom to it once you're back in normal everyday life.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know? Like I've been sitting on my ass for 10 years. Now I have to go find a job or some shit. Now I have to worry about rent, so I have to worry about money and kids. From the jail, I ain't got no problem. This ain't America, bro. And even in America, there's a low percentage of that.
Forget about getting a job, bro.
That's why niggas go back, bro.
There's nothing else to do, bro. Not necessarily even go back. You're not afraid to do crime again because you're like, well, the worst has already fucking happened anyway.
Why Kim Kardashian is pushing this thing, where like people from prison that like are actually qualified to get a job. She's got this whole, what is it, foundation, where people get a second chance.
It's hard outside. TV.
Nigga, did you just say what I was trying to say, but smart?
Nigga, did you just congratulate me for reading? Dude, I must point out so much,
But anyway, the purpose of this whole podcast was actually to validisa to this nigga right here, the dragon. Because unfortunately, he's going back to Cape Town.
Alright, dude, I want to fight.
Zone.
You're gonna miss out on a lot of like stuff though that's gonna be happening, like deeply rooted related.
Dude, I'm just like an app or something away for me to like dive in every now and again.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for pulling through.
Also, shout out to my homies, all my homies, 213 especially. You know how it goes.
If you know about 213, please leave your comments down below.
There will be a GoFundMe for 213 when the pandemic is over. We're gonna throw some lit ass party, bro.
Can you imagine like 10 years from now, we just like we're doing like a 213 reunion, bro? Ever just came over to 213. Let's just chill out, bro. Wherever we are, and
legit,
we're
sick,
legit. We can even do it on like the 2nd of fucking February, like 13th of February or some shit like that, bro.
That's cool.
Some sentimental shit, since you want us to be on some tissue, no man shit, because this nigga's leaving. Bye, nigga.
Okay, for you it's bye, nigga. For me it's not, bro. It's brutal. Only because when they leave, stop it.
What?
When they leave, it's literally just going to be myself and the parentals. But we have securities, so don't try anything.
My dad's got guns.
So yeah, you know, like that's the only thing that upsets me, is that it's gonna be, all the tumoring's gonna be directed here.
Indeed.
And I don't need that, bruh. But I guess it's back to Fridays at 213.
No, because it's not now.
Corona came through. I bet you Corona's chilling out there like,
bro, listen, Corona don't know me.
No way to pay off, bro. If you guys had to like, if like, for example, like, you know, like there's been all these sicknesses like in our time, like we were born late 80s, early 90s, you know, mid maybe some, I don't know, late 90s as well, forget, And there's been so many things, like there's been like cholera, there's even like a huge TB problem in South Africa, like 2003,
yeah.
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 Like
HIV,
like
even
TB. Now think about it, if you had to think about, like if you had to think about corona, like right now. You remember like how back in the day they used to have like all these characters with like HIV and stuff?
Yeah, like, yo, HIV, like, that's like
and shit. You know? Like what would you think Corona would look like if you had to
like take it out of your head, nigga.
They always show up at parties uninvited, nigga. Drinking some punk ass drinks. Gee, annoying everyone. Who is this guy?
A certain nigga.
Dude, Corona's definitely a screw screw nigga, bro. Just rolling up on everybody.
All I know that it's hella annoying, bro.
Fuck about your goddamn mixtape?
Guys, screw screws like that, bro.
Hey, man.
Screw screws be, bro.
We just talk about the worst of them, you know? Because Corona's a virus at the end of the day. The worst screw screw would be that guy. I mean, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, like, all screw screws are whack, but, like,
definitely be Chinese though, right? You be like one of them, like, culturally appropriate and kind of Chinese dude.
Yes, dude. Maybe that should be a podcast for the next time, bro. Like cultural appropriation.
And if you guys make money,
I am not paying you anything,
dude. You should get a GoFundMe page for this podcast. GoFundMe, she be. GoFundMe, she be.
So of all the podcasts I ever came to, I came to this one.
We've been asking you to come.
We've been on lockdown.
We've been on lockdown though.
It's still lockdown.
Now we actually heard this. You're leaving. You kind of roped us and emotional blackmail. A lot of it in there. And also, if you didn't say you come to pick us up, then. Yeah.
Level 3 is around the corner.
And I ain't afraid to hit a cop, though. So.
I've done it before.
Well, yeah. I'm afraid to hit a cop. Right. Can I go?
I've done it, I'll do it again.
Say, y'all niggas ain't boring.
Right. Remember, this
is like
catching a cat.
Catching a
cat
is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, Remo's a bully.
Why would you know it?
You do. Wow, I'm still doing that boxing shit, bro.
I don't even do that.
Because you love that.
Yo, how's about your trainer became a bit weird? That's what really happened.
I
know.
Oh, bro, why are you so slow? Yeah, bro. That's actually what we can talk about.
Yeah.
Let's talk about inappropriateness from opposite sexes, like in the places where you should not be inappropriate, dog.
Dude.
Just choosing to be inappropriate, bro. Like,
I feel like even during Corona, like every time, like.
Now, but the real survivors of like the real MVPs, like the real number ones of Corona, are people who always had data, bro. Because you're like, you were just like, what? At least I have the most vital commodity of the time, bro. Yeah. That's data, nigga.
Bro, amounts of recharging. Niggas had to do, bro.
Exactly,
bro. Because after 12, he has to went and the laptop, no Vaseline. So continue with you. The data invited. But you put that out. That's where you finish it. And then 7 o'clock, you've not done it, because
why? Also, why 7? Why does it end at 7, bro? Like, just give me till, like, you know, 12 midday. You know?
12
to 12,
bro. Man understands that you got shit to do, bro.
Yeah,
exactly. Go to bed now,
though.
You got shit to do.
I'm
Mulan.
I'm Mulan.
Yeah. Shout out to Pornhub.
No, but it's right, though. Shout out to Pornhub because they went half price
on the premium package.
Oh, it went free.
Man, this lockdown's been so long. I had a porn relapse, dog. I was out of the porn game. My man's dead.
You know what's the worst, man? When you see something and you like it, man, Then you try to find it the next day. Who betrayed me? Who betrayed me? Damn it! I need that shit.
That was the true champion. Because Mzama was the one time, bro. We're all fucking chilling together. And this guy decides, he's put fucking porn on the TVs, bro.
10, no 15 in the sashimi.
It was an experiment, bro. No one paid attention to the TV.
There's music playing, right? There's music playing, but there's porn playing on the TV. So I wake up, I was really messed up, and I passed out in my bedroom. I wake up and I'm going to take a swim. I'm going to get back to the party.
Yeah.
Now I just come out of my bedroom, I can see the TV, and then I can go to the bathroom. I'm like, hey,
dude, that's on the screen, bro.
And I come back, still, bro, it's on the screen. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys watching, bro? Because everyone looked like they were watching the TV, but everyone's like, who the hell put this shit on, bro?
It was the best shit ever. We went on for like half an hour, 45 minutes.
No one saw anything.
No one noticed that porn was on the screen.
I literally walked past and I was like, well, that's a dick on the TV. And I came back, I'm like, well, this is another dick on the TV. Yeah, bro. It ain't the same one as before.
Wow, what porn were you watching?
Yeah. Hey, man.
And you know, the porn is hidden in this guy's laptop, bro. I'm trying to get out of it, so he gets like colder. I'm like, what the fuck?
Hey,
so
man.
Much effort, bro.
Hey, look, but you gotta hide that shit.
Little topic right there. Like, what kind of porn do you prefer as a guy and a girl?
That mine was something that I used to play. Right there. So
mine's not
what?
No, we used to play a game like that, and so our dad can't do it.
Who this?
What's your name?
Let's answer loudspeaker.
Yeah, what's up?
We can't be talking about sexual things on the internet.
Huh?
Well, we can.
Open the gate.
Yeah, your mom's like 10 minutes outside.
Is what?
Will you kids?
That's like 10 minutes from there.
He's telling you to open the gate, bro. That's alright.
You open the damn gate.
Yeah, but, dude. Yeah,
this damn muddy kids.
What number is that? I think your landlord's trying to call me as well, bro.
Yeah,
062. Like earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's it?
Milana,
I got the juice.
I was
insane.
Been saying,
dude.
Okay,
bro,
well,
it is right.
And I can feel it.
Let's end it.
We're so like, it's a plan,
dude. All I know is that categories ain't the same all the time, dude.
Also,
sometimes you like some BBW, sometimes
I like.
I just, but I have a general consensus for porn.
I like.
Also, my general consensus is that if there's a condom in it, then I can watch it.
Dude, yeah, if there's a condom.
Yeah,
dude. Also, like, I only like white girls when I have money in my account, bro. I don't know what that's about, but like, that's the thing, B. You know,
so and, man, interracial stuff.
As long as you got a fat ass, I'm good.
Dude, fat ass, tiny waist. Don't you tell me he's got an issue.
All the time.
He's got an issue.
Like,
bro.
You know, like when a nigga, if, like, niggas in lives, like, you have, like, girl stages, and you know, they always come and test you. Dude. And it's like, there's one kind of girl that's like the boss of
you.
Like, she comes through on me, like, last stage, am I not? And she comes through the fat ass. She's like, hey, skinny. And he's just like,
it's over, bro. Just to
believe. He's just like,
yes.
Oi.
Hey, y'all.
What cost it?
What
up? You
guys got changes.
We Gucci.
And on that bombshell, it's time to end.
So it was very nice having
that's
everyone
awesome,
here. Mzamo,
mm-hmm.
Good luck on your travels to Cape Town.
Thank you.
Do not leave the house.
Oh,
and like, I just wish you can send me money.
Yes.
But wow. on a serious note, good luck in Cape Town, and just like phone call me, you know. And
yeah, nigga, why don't
stay,
you phone call the damn
and
kid,
stay,
bro?
And stay on Podbean and stay on Podbean so that we can continue doing this.
No, definitely, bro. I'm gonna miss you all.
Mail my fucking jacket. Say that. There, say
I don't know what jacket he speaks of. I know nothing.
And I got
hitters on Cape Town. And then shout out to Ndu, Miles, Remo, Skinny, Chester, Yolanda, who was late. But shout out to everyone for pulling through. And, you know, just keep, like, locking our stuff, bruh. Just keep listening. Listening to our podcast, bruh!
Okay, sure. Radio DR.co.za.